Now, for the first time since Israel imposed a blockade on the Gaza Strip in 2007, a United Nations aid convoy has arrived in the Palestinian territory from Egypt. The aid convoy has entered through the Rafah crossing. The World Food Program says the convoy carries enough food to last 150,000 people 5 days. The UN agency in Geneva says the convoy is carrying more than 15,000 parcels and vows to deliver more in the next few days. The WFP says it needed around $70 million to continue its mission for the next 3 months. Ending the blockade was a key Palestinian demand in talks with Israel for reaching a long-term ceasefire. Ashraf Shannon, our correspondent, joins us now from Gaza to bring us up to speed on the arrival of the aid convoy and how the aid is being distributed to the people of Gaza.
Well, the aid convoy arrived yesterday through the Egyptian-controlled Rafah crossing. This is Gaza's only gate to the outside world, bypassing Israeli crossings. The aid convoy had foodstuff, including canned food, beans, tea, and dates, enough for 150,000 people, and this could last them for only up to 5 days. But the aid that was brought in is not enough. The aid was brought in via the World Food Program. It's not enough to cater to the people who are displaced, especially the IDPs, or the internally displaced persons. There are nearly 500,000 of them, according to UN statistics. But what's very important here is the fact that Egypt has allowed a UN convoy to enter the Gaza Strip. We're talking about Egyptian authorities who, for many Palestinians in Gaza, are considered are part of the Israeli blockade that's been in place since 2007. Now, the aid did enter through Rafah crossing. This could be the fruit of the truce deal that was brokered by Egypt with the Palestinians and the Israeli regime. We have to understand that before the year 2000, before the start of the Second Palestinian Intifada, or the Al-Aqsa Intifada, there were six border crossings with Israel: Erez, Nahal Oz, Karni, Sofa, Kerem Shalom. But currently we have two crossings, one commercial, which is Kerem Shalom, at the southernmost tip of the Gaza Strip. It's functioning partially. And the other one is the Erez near northern Gaza, near the town, the northern Gaza Strip town of Beth Hanun, and only acts as pedestrian crossing. And that one is also operating partially. Following the truce agreement, Erez started working again as it was prior to the war in Gaza, meaning prior to the 8th of July, when Israel's so-called protective operation, Protective Edge, started. So we have several crossings that have been sealed by Israel since 2000, and the Palestinians are demanding that these commercial crossings be working again in the next few weeks or next month, few months.
Ashraf, with the arrival of the aid convoy, this offers a glimmer of hope for the people of Gaza that if the siege is removed, it will help and assist them in rebuilding their lives. But the question is, will the Israelis keep their promises and keep their words? This isn't, if they don't, it won't be the first time, and for sure not the last time, that the Israelis have broken ceasefires and agreements and promises they've made with regards to Gaza.
Well, as far as the history tells us, Israel or the Zionists in general never respected any agreement with anyone, whether Palestinians or non-Palestinians. So we don't expect the Israelis, at least they might not break the promises for now, but at one point Israel will come up with something to violate the truce.
Absolutely. Ashraf Shannon, our correspondent, speaking to us from Gaza.